Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 377 for Tuesday, May 5th. I'm Phil Frantz-Warkenton. ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were narrowly mixed Tuesday morning as the market saw some consolidation following yesterday's rally. Canola was up a dollar to down a dollar in early trade, the July contract down 80 cents at $456.50 per ton. The nearby technical bias has shifted to the upside after yesterday's gains, and a firmer tone in Chicago soy oil also provided some support. A lack of significant farmer selling as producers concentrate on spring seeding helped underpin the canola market as well, but there are ideas that yesterday's rally was a bit overdone, and that accounted for some early selling pressure. And most active contracts were all posting small losses. The relatively favorable North American crop conditions were also seen as a bearish influence. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., corn and wheat are both down, while soybeans are mostly higher. Soybeans are up 1 to 3 cents, the July contract up 3 at $9.79 per bushel. Farmers are making good headway seeding this year's soybean crop in the U.S., and that was a bit bearish for prices, with the U.S. soybean crop 13% seeded as of this past Sunday, according to the weekly USDA report. That compares with only 5% seeded at this time last year. But on the other side, news that Egypt was tendering to purchase 25,000 tons of soy oil was supportive. Labor unrest in parts of South America also helped prop up the bean market. Corn, it's down 2 to 4 cents, the July contract down 3 at $3.58 per bushel. This year's U.S. corn crop was 55% seeded as of this past Sunday. That was well ahead of both the year-ago level and the five-year average. With forecasts looking favorable into the next week, the likelihood that farmers will continue to make good seeding progress kept the path of least resistance pointed down. However, news Taiwan had purchased 65,000 tons of U.S. corn did provide some support, as the lower prices should lead to more bargain hunting from end users. Wheat futures, they're down 3 to 7 cents. The July contract in Chicago down 6 at $4.67 per bushel. The U.S. winter wheat crop saw a slight improvement in the past week, with 43% now rated as good to excellent. Spring wheat, meanwhile, is now 75% seeded in the U.S. That compares with a year ago when only a quarter of the intended acres were in the ground by this time. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday morning, May 5th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Warkenton.